Are you lost, human? Or are you looking for something? Why, yes, I am Alamia. How perceptive of you. What gave me away? Was it my fangs? My piercing eyes? Or did my massive coils tip you off? Lousy weather to be hunting Alamia, though. My dear handsome knight. Oh, you're not. Just out for a stroll, all armored up and with your sword out, Patrolling? Sure. I suppose the storm caught you off guard. And you're looking for shelter in my cave. I thought so. I guess I could allow it. But I have to say, the way you refuse to look at me, it makes me a bit uncomfortable. My eyes are up here, you know. Hypnotize? You? How rude. First of all, not all Lamias can actually do hypnosis. Second of all, it is not as if we Lamias just go around hypnotizing everyone we meet. And third, it is incredibly rude to assume such a thing and not make eye contact with someone allowing you to stay in their home. It is not because we can do something that we do it all the time. I mean, you've got a sword, and you clearly know how to use it. That has to mean you're going to use it, right? Cut me down, skin me, wear me like a trophy. Should I be begging for mercy now? Oh, no. That's different, you say. You humans get to strut around with your fancy armor and your terrifying swords, and that's all fine. You think you can just barge into my home, your weapon drawn, and I will not mind it whatsoever? By that same logic, I cannot slither around on my merry way, minding my own business, by the way, without fearing that some lunatic will come and strike me down just because their wives tell their kids outlandish stories. Because you're a human, you can be trusted not to use your weapon upon random strangers, right? Completely unlike those dastardly snake ladies whose gaze you should never meet. I hear they can hypnotize people with them, you know? They just can't help it, you see? No self-restraint whatsoever. That's the problem with you humans. You think you're so much better than everyone else that you're the only truly sentient and intelligent beings in the world. Never mind that you all start wars over disagreement with others whose homelands you have no business being in. I don't want your damn apologies. I want you to look me in the eye. Treat me like a person instead of some kind of monster without a hint of self-control. There you go. Oh, and what a surprise! Your mind isn't melting. No mesmerizing spirals, no explosion of colors, just a bright pair of green eyes. Who would have thought? You're so brave for looking at me, human. You're damn right you got it all wrong. I should melt your mind for such outrageous guilt by association allegations. But I won't. I'm a bigger person than that. Thank you, all the same, for finally giving me the proper respect. I do appreciate it. I guess I don't mind you staying here then. It's a good thing you found shelter in time, you know. The Stormlord really seems to have it out for people with shiny armor like yours whenever he's throwing a tantrum. Just seems to single them out and strikes them down with lightning. What a breath. Well, no matter. You're safe here. Say, would you mind if I got a bit closer? It feels strange to talk to you from a distance, and I don't get the opportunity to chat all that often. You don't mind? Thank you. You're nicer than most humans I've met. I kind of like this, you know? Listening to the sound of the rain, I mean. There's just something so soothing about it. So relaxing. And it's so much better with company. Just sitting together, listening to the rain. You've got beautiful eyes, you know. They're kind, gentle, trusting. I could look into them for hours. You like my eyes too, don't you? Thank you. That's nice to hear. I've always liked the color of my eyes myself. You're saying they're different from before. That's just a trick of the light. You should look more carefully. Look a little closer. My eyes are green, aren't they? Or was it blue? Gold, perhaps? It doesn't matter. What matters is that they're fascinating. Mesmerizing, even. And it feels so good to look into my eyes. Yes, that's it. You want to keep looking into my eyes at the pretty colors swirling around.
Sweet Seth on a stick, that was loud.
That woke you up again, didn't it? Yeah, I figured. Just my luck. The Stormlord striking so close. And I got you so good, too. Just a few more seconds, and I'm sure not even that would have woken you up. Oh, well. I guess I'll just have to do it again. I mean, now that you've already looked into my eyes for so long, it'll just take me a second to put you under my spell again. Lied? What makes you say that? I never said I wasn't going to hypnotize you. How did I? I don't have to do it. I just want to. Now, do me a favor. Look into my eyes again. Oh, so close. You nearly did it. Don't be so stubborn. You know you want to. It felt good to look into my eyes, didn't it? Such a grim determination on your face. But you're still looking at me. Even if not directly where I want you to. But you can still see the colors dance on the edge of your vision. You can feel the pull of my eyes. So just look at me. Well done, well done. That was another close call. I didn't think you'd manage to close your eyes in time. You are quite the challenge, aren't you? Whoops! Oh! That was a close call. I felt the breeze of your sword. I'm rather amazed you retaliated so quickly. Color me impressed. So, what's your plan now? Are you hoping I'm foolish enough to get close that you can hit me? I've heard of you human knights before, of your skills. I know you could probably beat me with your eyes closed. On flat ground, that is. But on this rocky underground, I can manage to evade that wicked sword of yours, whilst I strip you of that armor piece by little piece. Do tell me, what's your plan now? Are you just going to stand there like a buffoon, waving your sword around? Oh, you just want to wait out the storm, do you? That's all right. Go ahead. Why wouldn't I want a heavily armed human around while I'm sleeping? Oh, I know you don't want to do me any harm. I mean, you said so, didn't you? I trust you, human. I really do. You just make yourself nice and comfy, and I will leave you be. Yes. Just sit and relax. All of that heavy armor you're wearing, it must be so heavy. You must be getting so tired and sore. You can't keep standing like this for hours and hours. It would be so exhausting. You simply must sit. Yes. I can see that you're getting so drowsy and sleepy. There's nothing wrong with that. Just lie down. So tenacious. I'm impressed, human. There aren't many that can manage to resist me for this long. I would be annoyed if it weren't for the fact that I found your resistance rather endearing. It seems you and I are at an impasse then. Fine. Then just keep standing there. It's not as if I can stop you. We can just keep staring each other down, so to speak. It's fine. We've got all the time in the world. Although, you should have picked a better spot to make your stand, though. All that water falling from the sky has to go somewhere. This part of the cave is going to start flooding before long, and you're standing right in the path of the water. I wonder how long you'll be able to stay on your feet when the water really starts rushing in. You really should get moving to higher ground. Look, it's right over here. Or don't look and just stay where you are. I am perfectly happy to sit here and wait until nature takes care of you. Let you leave? What happened to seeking shelter from the storm? Changing your story now that it turns out I'm not such easy prey? You've got it all wrong, human knight. I'm not keeping you here. You barged into my home. You can leave at any time. Just open your eyes and walk away. Or, you know, you can try to find your way out with your eyes closed too, if it makes you feel better. It'll be all the more amusing to watch you stumble about for sure. You're going in the wrong direction. It'll be so much easier for you if you open your pretty eyes. Yes, I am going to hypnotize you if you do. Human, please, be reasonable. It's raining like crazy out there. Even if you actually leave, you won't be getting far. If you have any sense at all, at least more than your pride, you will just open your eyes and head to higher ground. I want to go to sleep myself, but I don't want a heavily armed human around here while I do. So either you really go out there and have an accident on the slippery rocks, or you open your eyes and let me hypnotize you so that we both can get some sleep. Yes, yes, you already said you mean me no harm. Why don't you prove it then? Let me hypnotize you. Let me put you to sleep. You can be on your way again in the morning. I promise. Look, would you rather make your way through the mountains tired and exhausted or well rested? Because let me assure you, there are more dangerous things in these mountains than me when you are tired. You should be sleeping by now anyway. What does it matter if I put you to sleep? Besides, you're asking me to trust you and my home, and you're the one with the swords and the armor, and the one with the most notoriety of killing my brethren in their sleep. I'm asking you to trust me in return. Let me help you sleep. Let me hypnotize you. All right. Good. I'm glad you're finally seeing reason. Then open your eyes for me. Please. Open your eyes and look into mine. That's it. Watch the pretty swirls. Look at the pretty colors. Washing over you. Washing your mind clean. Making it all nice and empty. Just like that. I am going to put you to sleep. And you are going to do everything I tell you to. Do not bother trying to fight it. It is already much too late for that now. The only thing you can still do is sink. There we go. Can you hear me, human? Good. Then put your sword away and give it to me. Very good. Now, follow me. Welcome to my lair. It's a little more cozy than that damp cape, don't you think? That's right. You're not thinking at all right now. But that's fine. You don't need to. You only need to do as I say. Strip. Do it. Armor, shirt, breeches. Take it all off. Everything but the loincloth. Now. Good job. Such an obedient little human. Now, go ahead and lie down right there. Perfect. Get comfortable while I lay these out to dry. Oh my, this armor is much heavier than it looks. I guess this explains your stubbornness before. You're strong in both mind and body. I'm a little flustered at this prospect now. Good. These are all out. Now, let's get you all coiled up. So warm and toasty. And such soft skin, too. But also, every inch of you is sculpted and felt. As if the gods chiseled you themselves. Oh my, you feel rather nice in my coils. I honestly feel a little teased. This is so nice. Oh, if only I wasn't a Lamia of morals, I would absolutely take advantage of this. Unfortunately, I am not so vulgar. I promised you would be safe with me. And I keep my promises. Now, listen to my breathing, human. And just let yourself drift off to sleep. Good night.